Well, certainly one vivid memory was my first farmer meeting, I'll tell you. Because, you know, I'd been on the job maybe 2 or 3 months, but in Winnipeg, but there's a lot to learn, you know. And we used to do this, the meetings, you know, we'd try to gear them for the winter so that the farmers were around and when they weren't trying to seed or anything like that. And so I'd been around a few months, but, you know, they were on, and clearly everybody had to take their turn and I had to take more than my turn. But I didn't feel like I really had the background to ask all the questions that farmers might, you know. And also I'd heard horror stories about how tough these farmer meetings were, and they weren't easy. So it was very, you know, it was pretty frightening at it, but I had, you know, one of the guys who was really well steeped in the whole thing with me, so that, you know, but I didn't want to turn, you know, you don't want to turn to him and say, can you answer this? Because I can't, and yet I'm responsible for this stuff. Anyway, you know, I learned that if you believe what you're saying, you know, from your point of view, and, you know, you'd be very open, look, I'm paid by the railway, you know, but if you were, you know, if you believed in what you were saying and that it was the right direction to go, then you had a lot of strength in terms of, you know, dealing with it. And, you know, I also learned that you can show sympathy and mean it, and I did. But that didn't mean you were able to change your point of view, but you could at least show that you understood what was going on the other end. So, that, you know, those grain meetings were, especially the first one, was very, very scary. I think the other thing I remember is some of the really stimulating meetings we would have in Montreal, where you were looking at all the commodities in Canada, you know, and you were looking at how all of them were moving, and you really ended up talking about the global economy. You know, you'd be talking about potash prices were down because in Morocco they weren't buying as much. I mean, just amazing how, and looking at the Canadian economy and how it reached everywhere. I never ever was bored with the business of railroading and its role in the economy. I mean, it was really interesting.